This is episode 3 of the podcast on comparison and contrast in multimodal compositions. In this episode, we will discuss method number 2 of two possible methods for organizing comparison and contrast writing. Method number 2 is called point-by-point format, also known as alternating pattern. In this method, two subjects are being compared based on points of comparison. Paragraphs are organized based on points of comparison rather than by the subjects themselves. Again, let us use the same comparison and contrast topic on whether dogs or cats make better pets to make a point-by-point formatted outline. Paragraph number 1. Dogs protect their owners better than cats. Example, when sensing danger, dogs can bark loudly to alert their owners, whereas cats can only hiss and purr. Paragraph number 2. Dogs give more attention to their owners than cats. Example, dogs are more likely to come to their owners when called than cats. Paragraph 3. Dogs can do more tricks than cats. Example, dogs can play fetch, whereas cats are less likely to engage in this type of activity. Notice that both cats and dogs are mentioned in each paragraph, with each paragraph explaining a single point of comparison. This format is different from the block format, which requires a discussion of multiple points of comparison on one subject in one paragraph, before moving on to discussing multiple points of comparison on the second subject in a separate paragraph. Experienced writers would consider the complexity of their writing topic before choosing to organize their ideas by either block format or point-by-point format. For example, if there are multiple points of comparison to be made between energy generated by wind turbines and energy generated by wave and tidal turbines, organizing the essay based on the point-by-point format is recommended. This is because writing about complex issues based on the block format will render each paragraph too full of details and difficult to understand. Some writers will strategically mix both block and point-by-point format in their essay, provided that they clearly delineate where block format ends and point-by-point format begins. In any case, a writer should be conscientious about his or her writing subject before they decide on the method with which to organize their comparison and contrast essay.